I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert. He says that law enforcement officers are not out randomly stopping vehicles around the county during the Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order. Zibert says that he has heard rumors of sheriff's deputies stopping vehicles around the county to see if drivers have valid reasons to be out. He says that is not true and it's not happening. Here's more with Sheriff Greg Zibert.
Absolutely, it is not true. Through social media, you know, I'm hearing that my officers are stopping people in Republic for no reason and that it's going on throughout the county, and that is just not true.
So what is the word in terms of people that have to hit the road for work, or maybe they are going to the store or whatever? What information can you give people?
You are allowed to do those things, you know. And even people were talking about driving around. We are not stopping people specifically for being out on the road. We are asking that you, you know, do what the governor is asking and, you know, keep the social distances. What we will do is, if you're blatantly breaking the law, if there's businesses that are open that shouldn't be, such as tobacco shops or salons or things like that, if they're not essential, yeah, we're going to go, we're going to talk to you, ask you to close shop and do what you're supposed to do. But if you're driving around, we will not stop you for driving around being in a car.
You guys aren't sitting by the road waiting to pull somebody over.
Absolutely not. I tell you the truth, the officers are as afraid of this as everyone else, and the least amount of contact they have, the better. Again, if you're blatantly breaking the law, we will stop you, but we don't want that contact either, so we're limiting our contact also.
We're talking with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert today. What contact are you having from the governor's office and other state officials to give you guidelines and tips to make sure that you're following the rules as well?
Yes, we have been in contact with people from the governor's office. And in fact, if you go to the Marquette County website, they have it breaks it down pretty well. You can go to the website, and then you go to the COVID-19, and under that is the guidance for businesses. And it tells specifically what type of businesses are allowed to be open and what is not.
I mean, I'm hearing the term lockdown bandied about. We are not under a lockdown, are we?
There's no martial law, no. It is not a lockdown.
We have these guidelines to follow. We should be maintaining the social distance and whatnot, but you can still get outside. I mean, people can go walk the dog and do these types of things.
Absolutely. We're encouraging that. People, you know, and I'm with everyone else, and just like you, is driving me nuts to sit in that house. And
yes.
I went out on that bike path, and I counted. Now, I took an hour and a half walk with the dog, and I counted over 300 people. That was in the middle of the afternoon last week. They're keeping their social distance. That's perfectly fine, and I would recommend doing that just to stop the craziness of staying in the house.
We're talking with Greg Zibert, Sheriff of Marquette County. When we look at this, what's sort of the tips and what's sort of the word you want to leave with folks this morning about what they need to be aware of in terms of moving around, going out and doing things from your perspective as law enforcement, as the sheriff?
Well, things are changing daily, so you do have to pay attention to what's out there on with the news. But I would recommend that you just use common sense. You know, use that social distance of 6 feet. That is really helping out now. But I'm just saying, use common sense and courtesy.
That's Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.